Hold My Heart in Its Surrender, written by Lizard Berries and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars The Clone Wars fic, rated explicit, in which the creator chose not to use archive warnings. It features the relationship Boyle/Waxer and is tagged smut, porn with feelings, rope bondage, rimming, kink negotiation, kind of, anal fingering, blowjobs, enthusiastic consent, aftercare, cuddling, RCAU, and open skies. When Boyle wakes up, it's the first thing he thinks of, and it takes a moment to remember that it was all real and not just idle fantasy. Boyle's had plenty of fantasies before, fantasies where he tried and failed to not imagine Waxer in them, but none of them had involved what they did last night. The overwhelming rush of feelings from the night before is still lingering in his mind when he makes breakfast, and he's curious now what it would be like to try something like it again, but, well, that would be extra work for Waxer, probably, and he's not sure if they want to make this a regular thing. As is still often the case, though, Boyle is saved from having to bring it up himself. So, Waxer starts while they're eating breakfast. Aya, the stuff we tried last night with, tying you up. Boyle feels his cheeks heat a little, but he does manage to flit his eyes up to meet Waxer's before looking back down at the roll he's spreading jam onto. He nods. I thought, if you wanted to, we could try that again sometime, so we could focus on that more for you. Boyle frowns and starts shaking his head. He thought he'd been clear about this when they talked after. You don't. Last night was great. You don't have to. Waxer interrupts him. I know that, and I'm not. It was great, and this isn't because I feel guilty about that or anything. It's just, if you wanted me to do, you know, other stuff, while you're tied up, and we don't have to if you don't want to, but I wanted you to know that if you do want to do more of that sometime, I'm very much on board with that. Boyle nearly shivers at the thought, but manages to nod in return. Yeah, sometime. Yeah. He does want to try it again, but it had caught him so off guard the previous night, he needs a bit of time to untangle all of it in his head. He wonders if maybe it was just something he needed to get out of his system once, but that proves to be false when he's still thinking about it several days later. When he thinks back on what happened, initially it had been arousal mixed with confusion, because he couldn't figure out why he wasn't drawing attention to the fact that he couldn't move his arms as Waxer crawled on top of him. He just knew that he didn't want it to stop. And then everything after, simply watching and letting all the sensations wash over him while Waxer got both of them off, was incredible. He's certain that he couldn't stand having his movement restricted like that, let alone enjoy it, if he was doing it with anyone else besides Waxer. There was something about surrendering himself to Waxer and still knowing that he'd be utterly safe in Waxer's hands. It was both calming and arousing at the same time. During the war, Waxer was the one he trusted the most, the one he was the most comfortable around. But there was often an underlying feeling that Boyle didn't deserve the warm, gentle love that Waxer gave him, and that he was selfish by still soaking it up every chance he got. Loving Waxer has always been the easy part. Letting Waxer care for him in return has been more of a challenge. It always felt easier to try and redirect to giving instead of receiving, and so Boyle's instinct was always to deflect or even to hide. Even once they'd become friends during the war, Boyle had still hidden part of himself away, and it's been difficult to let go of that instinct, even when he wants to. Boyle had been afraid of subjecting Waxer to the parts of Boyle that he didn't deserve, his greed and selfishness and broken, jagged edges. But Waxer's gentle hands have softened some of those edges, and now, more than ever, all Boyle wants is for Waxer to lay him bare in every way. Thinking back to the other night, Boyle wonders if the physical act of being restrained, and of having no easy recourse to hiding or diverting Waxer's affection, other than saying he wanted to stop, which would have been incredibly untrue, somehow made it easier for Waxer to shower him with that love just how he wants. And while Boyle always loves the opportunity to make Waxer feel good, it had been nice to just lay back and let Waxer do what he wanted to make both of them feel good, as if Boyle could let any worries or anxieties go. Those thoughts get put on the back burner for a while. They're busy with having Numa over and adjusting to the rainy season. It lets them know all the places in their roof that they didn't know had leaks. But Boyle still files those thoughts away, because Waxer seems open to it, and just the thought of trying it again still sends a pleasant shiver down his back. That specific desire doesn't flare again for over a week, but it happens, rather embarrassingly, while Boyle is shopping in town during a brief break in the rain. Lian has warned them that the last week or two of the rainy season is usually the heaviest, which means the outdoor market isn't open due to potential flooding, so they need to stock up before then. Plus, a couple of leaks in their roof have been very persistent, and they need some additional supplies. Some of the Nabat vendors who sell farm equipment also sell various types of rope, though most of them are made out of thick, rough fibers derived from the area's hardy plants, and are obviously designed for heavy outdoor use. But one of the last containers that got delivered from Lesu had several imported woven items that ended up at one of Nabat's shops, including some soft fiber rope. They could just use knotted up clothing again, but now that the idea is in his head, Boyle can't help but wonder how it would feel for Waxer to really tie him up. Boyle has a few other things to get at the store already, and rope is a normal, useful thing to have, but Boyle's ears are still hot as he buys two coils of it. He feels almost scandalous as he walks through town, and nearly rolls his eyes at himself. He can hear in his head exactly how Waxer would be teasing him if he knew. It takes him a few moments to find Waxer, who's sitting in an isolated corner of the market within range of Nabat's main transceiver, sheltered under an awning and staring intently at their datapad. He actually startles a little when Boyle walks up next to him, which is odd, but he quickly puts away the datapad and asks Boyle about what he bought as they start to walk home. Boyle doesn't mention the ropes. He can bring that up later. Waxer opens the hatch to their house's underground level to find a damp and unhappy Tuka sitting on the stairs, who immediately lets out a pitiful mewl and paws at Boyle's boot. "Ugh, that spot over the couch must be leaking again," Waxer mutters, as Boyle picks up the Tuka he continues to insist isn't his. There's a spot in the corner of the ceiling that's had a small, intermittent leak since the rainy season started. It hasn't been a huge issue, but it's right over one of the Tuka's favorite perches at the edge of the couch that she immediately claimed after she recently took up residence in their house. The leak has more than once resulted in a disgruntled, wet Tuka yowling in Boyle's direction, despite previous attempts to stop the leak. Thankfully, what Boyle bought today should fix it. Okay, hold on, Boyle says with a chuckle, as they head down the stairs. The Tuka appears to be trying to rub the damp off on Boyle's shirt. Here, I'm gonna go find a towel. Boyle hands the bag to Waxer and heads down the hall to the fresher. Setting it down on the table, Waxer starts unpacking the bag of hardware and repair tools Boyle had bought, and is surprised when he feels something soft. Pulling it out, he looks at the coil of rope in his hands with a puzzled frown. The Tuka trots into the living room, headed back to the couch, with Boyle behind her. "What's this for?" he asks, looking up at Boyle. It's not thick or sturdy enough to be utility rope for their packs when they go on patrol, and Waxer can't think of any of their household projects that they would need it for. Boyle's eyes snap to Waxer's hands, and his ears almost immediately turn red, and that says more than any verbal answer could. Waxer raises an eyebrow at him. "Is this what I think it's for?" Waxer asks teasingly. Shut up, Boyle mutters, which does absolutely nothing to dissuade the growing smile on Waxer's face. Boyle rubs the back of his neck. I've been thinking about what we did, last week, and I... He takes a deep breath. I wanted to try it again. And you want to try with this? Waxer holds up the soft rope. Boyle nods, biting his lip. Waxer chuckles. That's why you're always the prepared one. The only thing I could think of was the bungee cables from the hold in the Happabore, if we didn't want to use clothes next time, and I didn't think those would actually work anyways. Boyle blinks at him, and Waxer shrugs. You're, not the only one that's been thinking about this. Boyle tilts his head at him, and then snickers in realization. So that's why you were hiding in a corner on the data pad, so you didn't scandalize any of the market goers while researching how to tie me up. Well, I didn't want to scare any old ladies or anything. Waxer grins at him, then pulls their data pad out of his bag. I did do some research about it, yeah. After Waxer tied him up the first time, he wanted to be ready if Boyle wanted to try it again. It's not the first time he's heard of people, well, mostly brothers, enjoying being held down during sex, so he figured there must be info on the Holonet about it. After some trial and error with the search terms, his initial search turned up some complex, eyebrow-raising results. Waxer located some beginner-friendly tutorials. He's downloaded a few articles about safety and different positions and techniques, most complete with diagrams and illustrations, and those have all been helpful. But he still wants to do a bit of field research, so to speak. I did, before we try it again, I wanted to ask, I know that you want me to tie you up again, right? Boyle nods, ears still a little pink. So, while you're tied up, what do you want? Boyle bites his lip again, looking down at the rope on the table, then off to the side. He shakes his head as if trying to clear it. He swallows. Whatever you want. Waxer sighs internally. He gives Boyle a wry smile. That's not very specific, he says gently. Boyle shakes his head again. He looks a little frustrated. Waxer decides to try a different approach. Taking a step closer, Waxer holds out a hand. It only takes Boyle a moment to shuffle closer, taking Waxer's hand and leaning into him. Waxer thinks back to when they did this last, and what Boyle had told him, how he didn't have to think while Waxer was taking care of both of them. Well, the last time we did it, you said you liked me taking care of both of us, right? Waxer had honestly been surprised when Boyle said that he liked Waxer tying him up. Given all that he knows about Boyle, it didn't seem like it was something he would enjoy. Waxer believes him, of course, but he wants to make sure that he doesn't inadvertently turn any of this into a bad experience for Boyle, so he wants to know more about why he liked it. Boyle pauses for a while, and Waxer waits. It's usually better if he gives Boyle enough time to put his thoughts in order. Boyle swallows. While I was, tied up, I didn't have to think or anything. And it, like, not that it's bad normally, it just... Boyle flounders for a moment. Waxer continues to wait. I liked that you were in charge and that you could do what you wanted to make us feel good. I knew that I was safe and that you would take care of me. Waxer feels those words in his chest so much that it nearly brings tears to his eyes. And I didn't, Boyle goes on, it didn't need to be anything in particular, as long as it's you. I want you to do whatever you want with me. Waxer almost interrupts to insist that what Boyle wants is important too, but Boyle shakes his head. That's what I want, he tells Waxer. Just whatever you want with me. Boyle's tongue darts out to lick at his lips. I like that. I like how it feels. Boyle is holding Waxer's hand very tightly. Waxer brings their clasped hands up between their chests, brushing his thumb over Boyle's knuckles until Boyle relaxes a little. Waxer leans in and presses their temples together. He thinks he understands better now. And Boyle has trusted Waxer over and over again now, when Waxer sincerely tells him what he wants, so Waxer wants to do the same for Boyle. So, you want me to tie you up and call the shots, yeah? Boyle nods against him. So I'll take that rope you got and lay you out on the bed, tie you up, He turns his head to talk right into Boyle's ear. And maybe I'll just kiss you all over until you squirm. Or maybe get on top of you and have you fuck me again. Or whatever else I want to do. It feels a little strange to say for a moment, because Waxer's never wanted to dismiss what Boyle wants, but Boyle's pupils are blown wide and his breathing is a little erratic. Waxer brings Boyle's hand up to his lips and kisses his knuckles. "That's what you want?" Boyle nods. "Yes," he whispers breathlessly. Waxer remembers how it felt years ago, when he first realized that he could be playful and teasing with Boyle, and that Boyle would be playful back as things became more comfortable and easy between them. It's been helpful to realize over the past few months that a lot of the stuff around sex he thought he didn't understand, innuendo and flirting and the like, is just a different sort of playfulness. And this, what Boyle wants, seems like another kind of play. And Waxer can do that. Boyle closes his eyes and then huffs out a hoarse laugh. Waxer blinks at him and Boyle tells him, "I feel like I need a cold water shower before we do anything else now." Waxer wrinkles his nose. "Sorry, guess I should have waited to talk about it." Their day isn't done yet. They're bringing some supplies to Gon that they picked up, and they have a couple neighbors that they're visiting to help with chores, weather permitting. And that's after they fix the leak over the couch. Waxer was never one to be distracted by thinking about sex, but it's starting to happen more now that he and Boyle are actually doing it regularly. "It's okay," Boyle says, lips curving into a little grin. "Something to look forward to." Their work for the rest of the day manages to keep Boyle's mind occupied, and even once they're back at their house and all the repairs are finished, it doesn't feel as urgent as Boyle thought it might. Boyle is looking forward to it, of course, but they have plenty of time. The longer they live in Nabat, the more Boyle enjoys being able to take things slowly when they want to. They have the whole evening stretching before them, so after dinner they spend some time going over the stuff that Waxer learned. He shows Boyle the kinds of ties he has in mind, and the articles Waxer has found have some helpful visuals, so they can decide on a position ahead of time. Boyle can already feel heat building under his skin as he gets undressed by their bed. Waxer has sectioned out the rope and has it on their bedside table, along with the skin-safe scissors from their med pack, just in case. He's down to his shorts when Waxer pulls him in for a kiss, sweeping hands down Boyle's back to grip at his hips. Boyle moans into his mouth. He already feels wound up from anticipating this all afternoon. Waxer crowds against him, pushing him back until Boyle's legs hit the edge of the bed. He slides his hand up to Boyle's shoulder, and Boyle follows the motion, sitting down. Waxer skims the hand down to his chest, gently pressing Boyle down onto the bed, and Boyle goes. Waxer tugs at the waist of his shorts, and Boyle lifts his hips so that Waxer can slide them down his legs and toss them to the side. Waxer kneels next to him, leaning down for another kiss. Boyle reaches up to cup the back of Waxer's head as he feels Waxer's hand slide down his chest and stomach, almost going lower, before he sweeps his hand back up. That alone makes Boyle shiver with anticipation. Waxer pulls back, looking down at Boyle. "You'll tell me if anything feels bad, right?" Boyle nods. "Yeah." Waxer nods back, then reaches up to grasp Boyle's hand behind his head, taking it by the wrist. He leans over to take Boyle's other wrist, and then slowly pulls Boyle's hands above his head, pressing them against the pillow. He holds Boyle's hands there for a moment, looking down at him with a warm but definitely mischievous smile on his face. "Stay," he says softly, and then lets go and stands up. Boyle lets out the breath he didn't know he was holding, suddenly feeling loose and boneless, as if he's sinking into the bed. He watches Waxer next to him as he picks up one of the coils of rope. Waxer uses the rope to bind Boyle's wrists together above his head, looping the ends up between his wrists and tying them to the headboard. Boyle gives it a little experimental tug once it's done. It's certainly stronger than the clothes Waxer tied him up with last time, but it's not a heavy material, and he could probably still break the cord if he really needed to. Waxer slips a finger between the rope and Boyle's skin, checking that it isn't too tight. He slides the hand down Boyle's arm to cup his cheek. "Okay," he asks softly. Boyle is already starting to get hard just from Waxer laying him back and binding his hands. He nods. Yeah. Waxer smiles and leans down to give him a kiss before standing up and going to the foot of the bed with more coils of the same rope. Initially, Boyle hadn't imagined going any further than having just his hands tied, but Waxer had asked him if he wanted to do more. The tutorials Waxer showed him from the net had a lot of ideas, and after perusing some of the suggestions, Boyle had found himself fixated on the idea of being bound to the bed, spread out for Waxer to do whatever he wanted. Boyle feels the rope tighten around his ankle and peers down to see Waxer finishing the tie and running the remaining rope down the side of the bed to secure it around the bed leg. Waxer plants some gentle kisses along Boyle's calf before moving on to the other ankle. Boyle lets out a shaky breath. With his other ankle secured, all of Boyle's limbs are bound to the bed, and it feels oddly more relaxing than Boyle thought it would. He knows that Waxer had concerns about tying Boyle down in a way that would make him feel trapped, but those old fears couldn't be further from Boyle's mind right now. It helps that the ropes binding him to the bed aren't pulled taut. They're loose enough that he can still move around some, and his legs have enough movement that he can bend his knees. But when he shifts experimentally, he can still feel the tug of rope, and it sends a shiver of arousal through him. With the preparation finished, Waxer settles on his knees between Boyle's legs. He strokes his hands along Boyle's thighs, and for a moment just looks at him, eyes roaming over Boyle's body. Biting his lip hard, Boyle almost has to close his eyes at the wave of arousal that courses through him. Bound and laid bare, it somehow feels like so much, even though Waxer has barely touched him yet. Waxer was always on board with doing this for Boyle, but tying Boyle up was never really something he'd fantasized about or even thought of before. Now that he has Boyle spread across their bed, biting his lip and obviously aroused, Waxer has to admit that it's pretty hot. Waxer feels the soft skin of Boyle's inner thighs as he strokes his fingers up and down, feeling the muscles jump a little at the light touch. He crawls up Boyle's body, planting his knees on either side of Boyle's hips, to cup his cheek again and lean down for a kiss. Boyle opens for him, and Waxer nips at his lower lip before slanting their mouths together. It's strange in some ways to be kissing Boyle, naked underneath him, without feeling Boyle's hands on him. Boyle is so often eager to touch, to reciprocate as soon as Waxer touches him. But it also feels like a privilege, as if Waxer has been given a special and sacred gift. Boyle allowing him, wanting him, to touch and explore unhindered while Boyle is so vulnerable. It puts Waxer in awe. Boyle had told him that he wants Waxer to do whatever he wants to him. A few scenarios had gone through Waxer's mind, but right now all he can think about is seeing how good he can make Boyle feel while he's laid out for him, free from any other distractions, where Waxer can try to banish any other thoughts from Boyle's head. All he needs to do is feel good, and Waxer wants to give that to him. Breaking the kiss, Waxer brushes his lips over Boyle's one more time before he moves away and stands up. He's still in shorts and a sleep shirt, and he pulls them off a little slower than is strictly necessary. Boyle watches him with dark eyes, biting his lip. The gaze sends a curl of heat through him. Settling his knees on either side of Boyle's hips again, Waxer starts seeking out all the places he's learned that Boyle likes to be touched, with his lips and his tongue, and firm, sure hands over this body he knows so well. Boyle's eyes slip closed as Waxer's hands skim up his chest, mouth open on a tremulous sigh. Waxer leans down for another kiss before trailing his lips downward, kissing at the delicate skin of Boyle's throat. He slides one hand down Boyle's chest, brushing a thumb over a sensitive nipple. With his other hand, he follows Boyle's arm up to where his hands are bound. He feels Boyle's fingers grasp at his briefly, and Waxer can't resist raising his head so he can find Boyle's lips again. His fingers slide down to tease more at Boyle's nipples, and he feels Boyle hum into his mouth. Grinning against Boyle's lips, Waxer pulls away to kiss his way down Boyle's neck and collarbone until he can circle his tongue around the hardening, sensitive bud. He can feel Boyle squirming underneath him, already wanting more, but Waxer is planning to take his time. Waxer brushes his fingers over Boyle's red, hardened nipples one more time, reveling in the almost surprised gasp he gets in return. Waxer licks his way back up to suck a mark into Boyle's collarbone, earning a breathy little whine. Waxer traces random patterns over Boyle's chest with his tongue, stopping now and again to nip and suck at his skin, leaving a trail of reddened marks and goosebumps as Boyle sighs, moans, and shifts underneath him. He smooths his hands down Boyle's sides to curve around Boyle's hips to his ass, grabbing and massaging. Waxer has to stop for a moment so he can crawl backwards and settle his knees against Boyle's spread legs. Boyle's cock is almost fully hard already, lying flushed against his stomach. Boyle must see the direction of Waxer's gaze as his hips twitch upwards. Waxer looks up to see Boyle with his head lifted to stare at Waxer, eyes dark and face oddly dazed. Waxer holds his gaze as he leans down again, kissing down Boyle's stomach and along his hip, then utterly bypassing his cock to trail his tongue down the juncture between Boyle's hip and his thigh. He nearly laughs when Boyle lets out a groan, head falling back against the pillow. Boyle had said that Waxer could do whatever he wanted, and Waxer can't resist teasing just a little. Boyle huffs breathlessly, shaking his head back and forth. "So you're going with the kiss me all over until I squirm option, huh?" Waxer chuckles against Boyle's thigh. Maybe. I don't hear you complaining about it." Boyle probably has a retort to that, but if he does, it never surfaces, as Waxer raises his head and presses the flat of his tongue against the base of Boyle's cock, dragging it upward in a long, slow lick to the tip. Boyle lets out a low groan, raising his hips toward Waxer's teasing mouth. "Oh, fuck," is the only coherent thing Boyle's able to get out, as Waxer takes another long, slow lick before starting to suck at the tip of Boyle's cock. Everything with Waxer is electric, but for some reason this feels like so much more, as if all his nerves have been set alight and tuned directly to Waxer's every touch. And when Waxer finally puts his mouth on his cock, it's like a bolt of lightning. Boyle raises his head to look down at Waxer, watching his cock disappear between Waxer's lips. The sight and sensation are too much to take together, and Boyle lets his head fall back to the pillow to stare sightlessly at the ceiling. His mouth is letting out little breathy moans without his permission, and he can feel Waxer hum in response to him, can feel the places where Waxer's fingers are pressed into his hips and circled around the base of his cock. It's so much, but it's so good. It feels weirdly like sinking, as if he's being pressed on all sides by heat and sensation, leaving all his words, all his thoughts, up on the surface. And yet he still feels light, loose and weightless and floaty. Boyle feels Waxer shift and the mattress dips on either side of him, and Waxer is above him again, straddling his hips and looking down at Boyle. He's got one hand on Boyle's cock and the other on his own, slowly stroking as Boyle stares up at him. For a moment, Boyle wants to sit up and kiss him, to take Waxer's cock in his hand or his mouth, to make as sure as he can that Waxer is feeling as good as he is. He tugs at the rope on his wrists, almost without conscious thought. Gazing into Waxer's dark, half-lidded eyes, though, the moment passes, and Boyle sinks even deeper. Waxer repositions his knees, getting his hand around both their cocks so he can slide them together. Boyle can hear a soft whine leaving his mouth at the end of every breath until Waxer leans forward on his other hand to kiss him. Boyle opens for him, still letting out little muffled sounds that Waxer swallows up as they kiss, and Boyle can still feel Waxer's cock sliding against his in the ring of Waxer's other hand. And maybe this would be frustrating in other circumstances, too slow and not nearly enough, but Boyle's hands are snugly bound above him, and he can feel Waxer all around him, and something inside him settles. Boyle lets his eyes slip closed with a moan. "Listen to you," Waxer murmurs against Boyle's lips. "I love to hear you, love hearing you when you feel good." Boyle can only whine in response, ending on a gasp when Waxer nips at his lower lip. "Going to make you feel so good," Waxer promises, before licking into Boyle's mouth again. Boyle opens his eyes when Waxer moves again, dragging his hands down Boyle's chest and stomach to rest on his hips as he settles between Boyle's legs again. Boyle lets out a sigh as Waxer gets a hand around his cock again, and then gasps out a whine as Waxer licks away the little bead of liquid from the head of his cock. "You know how much I love that," Waxer says with a grin, before he licks another stripe up Boyle's cock. "Seeing how much you want this, how much you love it." Boyle whines again, barely able to resist turning to hide his face against his arm. But then, Waxer's mouth is on his cock again, and he promptly forgets to be embarrassed. Ever since sex became a part of their relationship, Waxer's been keen to discover all the things Boyle likes best, all the ways that Waxer can make him feel good. That meant watching and listening to how Boyle responded, his moans and gasps, the crease of his brow, and the fluttering of his eyelids. Watching Boyle as he takes his cock in his mouth again, Waxer can tell Boyle is in deep. With one hand still stroking up and down Boyle's cock as he licks at the head, Waxer trails his other hand along the soft skin between Boyle's balls and his ass. Boyle lets out a keening sort of sigh that sends heat all the way down to Waxer's toes. Waxer scoots down and back until he's on his stomach, one hand still working Boyle's cock so he can start sucking on the loose skin of his balls. Boyle can't close his legs completely with the way his ankles are bound, but he's trying to do the exact opposite, knees spreading and hips canting upwards towards Waxer's tongue. With his other hand, he starts circling the tips of his fingers gently around Boyle's hole. Above him, Boyle is letting out a stream of trembling, stuttering moans, punctuated by a breathless gasp as Waxer trails his tongue down to replace his fingers, lapping firmly at Boyle's rim. "Fuck," Boyle gasps out. Boyle opens up for him, bending his knees further and trying to pull them towards him so that Waxer has better access, but the ropes on his ankles pull taut. Waxer knows there's still plenty of slack in the rope between Boyle's wrists and the headboard, so he slides his hands along Boyle's ass to the outside of his hips. Gripping at the jut of Boyle's hip bones, Waxer hauls Boyle a few more inches down towards him. The reward is twofold. Boyle can pull his knees back further and give Waxer better access, and Boyle also lets out the most gorgeous whimper as Waxer moves him where he wants him. Waxer rearranges Boyle's legs a bit, letting one rest on his shoulder, and goes back to work with his mouth. Waxer alternates for a while, mouthing at Boyle's balls before trailing his tongue down the soft, sensitive skin to his ass to lap and kiss at his hole, before licking his way back up to Boyle's cock and taking it into his mouth again. Each time he surfaces, he flicks his eyes up at Boyle, who is sometimes staring down at him in wide-eyed wonder, and other times has his head thrown back, eyes closed and mouth open, his bound hands grasping at the rope binding him to the headboard. He can feel Boyle's legs shifting on either side of him, tugging occasionally at the bindings, almost as if he can't help it. Wax loves when he can get Boyle to this point, where all his defenses and walls have melted away, where he doesn't have to worry about what to do or how he appears, and he can let go and just be. It always sends a warm, contented glow through him that Waxer could make Boyle feel like that. It also feels special, a side of Boyle that only Waxer gets to see, a gift that only he can give. The next time he surfaces, Waxer eases Boyle's leg off his shoulder so he can reposition himself. There's something he wants to try. Waxer had done a little research on this, too, and the info mostly confirmed his instinct that he just needed to stay relaxed. He hasn't really practiced it like some of the info suggested, but he's come close to it a few times before, and he's pretty confident that he can do it. He never had a real strong gag reflex anyways. Taking a deep breath, he takes Boyle in his mouth again, and when the tip hits the back of his throat, he keeps going. He feels a slight reflex to choke, but he breathes through it slowly, wills his throat to relax, and keeps going until his nose is nearly against the dark curls at the base of Boyle's cock. He hears a strangled, hoarse cry above him. Keeping his head where it is, Waxer moves his gaze up to stare at Boyle. Boyle's lifted his head and is looking down at him, eyes wide, mouth open and panting. "Fuck, Waxer." Waxer holds his gaze, breathes in slowly, and sucks hard. Boyle lets out another long, garbled moan that might have been an attempt at words. Waxer chooses that moment to try a suggestion from his research, and he hums around Boyle's cock. That drags a ragged whine out of Boyle, and Waxer hears a soft thump as his head falls back to the pillow. Waxer lets out another pleased hum as he pulls away, letting Boyle's cock go with a soft pop. He doesn't want Boyle to get too close to coming just yet. Waxer plants kisses along Boyle's body as he crawls up the bed to reach for the tube of Glide on their bedside table. Boyle turns his head towards him, face flushed and eyes bright, and makes a soft, pleading little sound that Waxer probably wouldn't hear if he wasn't so close. Waxer turns immediately to kiss him. Boyle's kisses are slow and sloppy, and he keeps making those sweet little sounds against Waxer's lips. Waxer is not sure if Boyle's even aware that he's making them. Finally, tearing himself away from Boyle's lips, Waxer scoots back down the bed with the Glide, settling back between Boyle's legs and propping one of them on his shoulder again. Waxer's goal is to make Boyle feel as good as possible, and if there's one thing that he's learned, it's that the best way to really send Boyle out of his mind is to get inside him. His other hand still lazily stroking Boyle's cock, Waxer slides a slicked-up finger past Boyle's rim. Boyle hears the whimper that comes out of his own mouth as he feels Waxer gently twist a finger inside him. Waxer adds a second finger, and soon he's steadily sliding them in and out. Boyle's fairly certain he's saying Waxer's name, though he could also just be moaning wordlessly on every breath. It's gotten difficult to keep track of what his mouth is doing. He manages to look up for a moment to see Waxer, arm moving faster as he starts finger-fucking Boyle in earnest. Waxer glances up in time to notice Boyle looking, lips quirking up in a pleased grin. Boyle groans and flops his head back down. Boyle surrendered any attempts at coherent thought a while ago, but there's still something there, part of that instinct to deflect, not because he doesn't want Waxer's attention so focused on him, but because Boyle can only take it for so long, as if he's trying to look into the sun. Adjusting his focus to make Waxer feel good makes that easier somehow, and it's like instinct or muscle memory to reciprocate, to make sure that he's giving back, when Waxer's affection feels like almost too much for Boyle to take. But like this, when all Boyle can feel is Waxer's attention on him, and his automatic response is to try to reach out in return, he feels the bonds against his wrists. While he could still break them if he really wanted to, the tug of the restraint is like a reminder. Waxer is taking care of him now. The features of the room around him are becoming fuzzy and distant as Boyle lets the sensations overwhelm him. He sinks even deeper. Distantly, Boyle hears the ragged cry he makes when he feels Waxer's tongue lick a stripe from his ass to his cock. Only a moment later, Waxer's fingers hit just right inside of him, and at the same time, Waxer is sucking on the head of his cock again, and for a moment, Boyle is fairly certain that he's going to die from all of it. At the very least, he's not going to last much longer, but he can't pull together the thoughts or words to tell Waxer that out loud. Waxer keeps hitting that gorgeous spot inside him, somehow getting better each time, and the heat inside Boyle coils tighter and tighter. The sensations around him, Waxer's mouth and hands, the rope on his wrists, feel somehow far away, as if he's witnessing everything from outside himself, and yet the points of sensation are bright in his awareness, narrowing his perception to just the places where Waxer is touching him and where the rope is wrapped around him. Boyle has no idea what kind of sounds he's making, or if he's making any sound at all. His hands cling to the rope, binding him to the bed like it's a lifeline. Boyle forces his eyes open again just in time to meet Waxer's as he stares up at Boyle, once again taking Boyle into his mouth and down his throat, even as his fingers keep up their pace. Boyle can only hold his gaze for a moment. The bright, narrow point of blazing sensation suddenly expands, cresting over him in a shuddering wave until it all shakes apart and sets him adrift. The room around him fades, and Waxer's focus narrows to just his mouth and his hands. There's nothing except the sounds and the feel and the taste of Boyle around him and underneath him. Boyle may as well be the only other person in the universe. Even with Boyle's cock hitting the back of his throat, Waxer keeps his eyes on Boyle. He has to, as Boyle arches and comes. Waxer can feel Boyle's hips trembling under his hands. Boyles tugged at the ropes, binding his hands, pulling his forearms together and pressing them against his forehead, eyes closed as these rough groans and stuttering whines keep spilling from his mouth. Waxer keeps his hand moving, fucking Boyle through it, and swallowing him down. It feels like he comes for a long time. When Waxer finally feels the shaking in Boyle's hips subside, he pulls off and slides his fingers out of Boyle, and the rest of the room slowly comes back into focus. Boyle's arms have relaxed, lying on the pillow on either side of his head. His head is turned to the side, partially hidden against his arm, mouth open and panting. The tension has drained out of his legs, and Waxer carefully lays aside the one that was propped on his shoulder. Waxer rubs a hand up Boyle's hip, and hears Boyle let out a breathy, wavering sound that Waxer hasn't heard before. "Boyle?" Waxer says softly. Boyle's eyelids flutter a bit, and he mumbles something indistinct. Boyle seems a little more than dazed. Waxer wonders if it's like last week when they fucked after sparring, when Waxer's head got all floaty and he lost a bit of time. Waxer reaches for the knots on Boyle's ankles. A tug in the right place loosens them right away. He carefully crawls up the bed to do the same with Boyle's hands. He has to pick Boyle's hands up to reach the knot and uncoil the ropes from around his wrists. Boyle seems to have gone completely boneless, so utterly relaxed that it almost looks like he could be asleep if his eyes weren't half open. Waxer brushes his fingers through Boyle's hair, then takes Boyle's hands to pull them down from over his head. He takes one and presses it to his lips. Boyle's eyes flutter and he makes that little wavering noise again, turning just slightly toward Waxer. Following his instinct, Waxer wraps an arm around Boyle and pulls him close. That results in what sounds like a happy sigh. Waxer tightens his hold a little, tucking Boyle against his chest and stroking a hand through Boyle's curls. He feels Boyle's arms clumsily wrap around his waist, and Waxer keeps stroking his hair and pressing kisses to his forehead. "So good," Waxer mumbles against Boyle's temple. "You're so good. Love you so much." He's aware enough to know he's in Waxer's arms and that he's clinging to Waxer like a barnacle. Boyle vaguely thinks that maybe he should say something. Waxer likes to talk after sex a lot of the time, but he can't hold on to any words. And he feels no urgency to do anything other than soak up Waxer's embrace. He feels like he's floating, and warm tingles are still dancing pleasantly over his skin. He feels so comfortable and content that it's like he may never need to move again. He feels so safe. Boyle can feel Waxer's hand in his hair, and after a moment, he can hear Waxer murmuring love and gentle praise against his skin. It's normally one of the things that Boyle can't take for very long, rays from a too bright sun that he has to turn away from, but now they simply float gently into his awareness to rest around him like rain soaking into the ground. Boyle takes a breath, blinks, and their room finally sharpens around him. He's not sure how long it's been. Waxer is still stroking his hair and holding him close. Boyle's arm is starting to fall asleep underneath him, so he shifts a little for a better position. Waxer's hand pauses, and he pulls back a bit so he can look at Boyle's face. All of Boyle's words still seem far away, so Boyle just looks back at him. "There you are," Waxer says with a smile. Boyle wants to kiss him. He shifts forward, and Waxer leans in to meet him. They kiss lazily, and Boyle keeps floating for a bit. Waxer pulls back long enough to cup a hand against Boyle's neck and ask, "All good?" Boyle nods with a contented sigh, and Waxer presses his lips to Boyle's forehead. He hasn't asked anything that requires Boyle to produce actual words yet, but he knows Waxer prefers to hear things like that out loud. Plus, Boyle is starting to feel a little less like a limp noodle, so he tries to dredge up some words. "It's good. So, so good. You're amazing," Boyle manages to mumble. The smile Waxer gives him is worth the extra bit of effort. Waxer brushes some sweaty locks of hair back from Boyle's forehead. The bit of praise and how Boyle is obviously relaxed and utterly wrung out sends something warm and giddy all the way down to his toes. He made Boyle feel this good. "I'm glad," Waxer says softly. They lay there for a few more moments, Waxer still stroking Boyle's hair, and Boyle's eyes slowly become clearer. He blinks at Waxer, eyes flitting down his body where he's pressed against Boyle, and then back up to his face. His brow furrows. "Wait," Boyle asks. Did you? Waxer blinks back. "Oh, no, I guess not." Voxer had been so tunnel-visioned on Boyle that his own erection had entirely left his awareness, and it sort of dissipated after he went to untie Boyle. He can see Boyle frowning, starting to look guilty, and Voxer immediately shakes his head. It's fine. I did exactly what I wanted to do, okay? And maybe we can do more a little later or something, but I don't need anything else right now. Boyle looks for a moment like he wants to protest, but gazes at Voxer thoughtfully for a moment, then seems to accept that and snuggles in close again. I'll make it up to you later, he mumbles against Voxer's neck. Voxer just chuckles and doesn't argue. Okay, maybe after a nap, Voxer tells him. It's not very late for them yet, and if Boyle's feeling up to it, Voxer wouldn't object to doing more that night. You don't have to, though, he adds. A nap sounds nice. Voxer is still stroking his hair, and Boyle's feeling content and sleepy, but he manages to muster up a few more words. He says hoarsely, clearing his throat before continuing. I didn't want you to feel like you had to make it up to me because you thought you were being selfish last time or whatever. Voxer huffs. Oh, I was totally selfish again this time. Voxer's voice is light and teasing, and Boyle snorts in response. It didn't feel that way from where he was. How's that selfish? He mumbles. Words are starting to get difficult again. I love watching you come, Voxer says matter-of-factly, and Boyle nearly chokes. He looks up sharply, and Voxer is just smiling sunnily back at him. Boyle attempts a glare, but Voxer just chuckles, so Boyle's fairly certain he only managed to pout. Voxer gently squeezes his arm around Boyle's shoulders. I like making you feel good, he sighs, and that sends another wave of warmth through Boyle. Voxer goes on. And you seemed to be enjoying it, right? Enough to do it again sometime? Enjoying seems like a vast understatement, but Boyle pauses to think before his brain completely checks out. Boyle doesn't think that it's something he would want every time. He loves being able to touch Voxer and make him feel good. But it was amazing, and very appealing to have as an option when the mood strikes him again. He nods. Sometime, yeah. Not every time. He makes himself meet Waxer's eyes for a moment. But I did like it. A lot. He swallows. Just a couple more words. Thank you. Voxer gives him another bright smile before shifting to pull a blanket over them, and Boyle curls against his chest to sleep. The end.